What's going on, everybody? It's Bryce and RJ back at you again with another episode on today. Why is on today? That's weird. Why is today special?
Today is Earth Day.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Flat Earth versus round Earth.
Exactly, right? Dude. So today is...
If you're not a flat earther, are you a round earther?
So, well, is there an in-between?
I don't know. What's in between flat square? And circle?
Do people believe in square Earth?
So if it's flat, then circle.
Oval? I wonder if people really do believe in, like, different shaped Earths, like square or triangle or something like that, you know? But anyway, so yeah, today I'm going to be playing I'm going to be doing devil's advocate. I'm going to be pretending like I'm the flat earther and see if there's any, see if Bryce can talk me into becoming a round earther or just a normal person, I guess. We're not hating on flat earthers, man. You know, it's to each his own.
If you're a flat earther, though, just comment your evidence.
Yes. And honestly, please do, because like I was trying to research for this so I could come in like sounding like a true flat earther, and I couldn't find a lot of information anywhere because a lot of platforms are like censoring flat earth stuff. And I'm like, man, that's really not helping the cause for the round earthers. Because like that's one of the big arguments is like, why do these people want to keep on censoring this? And like, why does, you know, we'll talk about that. So, yeah. So anyways, when did you first hear of like flat earth becoming a thing recently?
So I knew about it a while ago, but probably Kyrie Irving and his big thing a couple basketball seasons ago.
Yeah, I remember sitting at a restaurant with my friend. It was probably like 2012, and saying something about, he's like, "Man, have you heard these people believing in flat Earth?" I was like when? Like in the 1700s or something like that? He's like, "No, like to now." He's like, "I think the Earth is flat," and I was like, "What? Are you joking?" And then ever since then, it feels like it's become more and more popular. I've had a kid debate me when I went to speak at a winter retreat. And after the session, he came in and talked to me about it and stuff like that. It was a fun talk. He was also extremely like a hyper Calvinist too. So that was,
destroy him.
That was just a fun talk. Yeah, I destroyed him. I was just, I don't
he
think he was,
won, though.
He thought he was ready, especially with like the Calvinism and the flat earth. I think he thought that he was ready to have a debate about it, and he wasn't prepared, you know. And I'm not saying it like I'm this great debater or anything like that, but when you know I did my research on not even on the flat earth stuff, but some of the other stuff he's talking about, I did my research on, but he believed that the earth was flat but was old, and I'm a young earth believer. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've done a lot of research in, you know. And so he just contradicted himself over and over and over again. But anyways, the earth is flat. All right, this is devil's advocate RJ. All right, prove to me why the earth is round.
Well, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
When you go up into space, I mean, what do you see?
So who has been to space?
Astronauts.
So, like, what proof do they have?
Pictures.
Pictures. The pictures. A lot of times you see these pictures posted from NASA, right? Again, this is kind of weird because I'm the devil's advocate, okay? let me go ahead and interrupt here for a second. Me and Bryce are matching today. Totally didn't even plan it. And me and him do this all the time. Especially when we're, like, in person or something like that. We'll wear the same exact same. It's crazy. But anyways, so NASA, man, totally made up program, came out like what, 1954, just to hide the fact that the earth was round, flat. And so these pictures that NASA is taking are doctored photos. You see the famous pictures of the Earth rise, right, from the moon, where they took from it looked like the Earth. We see the moon rise from Earth, but they did it from the moon, and it was like, hey, the moon is rising. And it's, if you, you know, adjust the brightness of it and stuff like that, you could see that it was a cropped photo and an edited photo. And NASA goes on to admit this. You know, NASA admits that, yeah, they did doctor some of their photos just to make it look better. But if you looked at it, it shows like half of the Earth, but then you turn up the brightness and you can see that it's, the bottom half isn't there, you know?
So if the Earth is flat, what is its shape?
So it's like a disc, right? So it's like a flat disc with a dome over it. And that dome is like the firmament. Firmament, I think is what they call it. And so that is, so like the shape of the Earth, again, is a disc. And the continents are laid out with the North Pole being in the middle and the continents around it. And Antarctica being surrounded on the outsides.
So how do you know that's the North Pole and not the South Pole?
There is no South Pole.
So how's there a North Pole? If there's got to be a North and a South, for there to be a North Pole.
Oh, this is what, you know, people would call the North Pole, I guess. It just points to, like, compasses. People think it points to North, but it just points to the center of the Earth.
Alright. So is it stationary? Or does it rotate?
The Earth?
Yeah.
Stationary. Yeah. It doesn't spin. So, like, if it spin or spun, if I jumped up, so, you know, if scientists say that the Earth spins at like thousands of miles an hour or whatever, but if I jump up, I land right where I took off from. But see, gravity is not real either, you know? Like, explain gravity. So Newton was, you know, that was a false theory. Like, explain gravity to me. How does gravity work?
Well, I wasn't prepared for that.
So, like, the, you know, round earthers believe that gravity is a, you know, a phenomenon that we can't see, but it holds us here on Earth. But if I'm spinning a basketball and I put water on it, it doesn't stay on the ball. It goes away from the ball, you know? So that kind of disproves that whole point, right? So us flat earthers, us, believe that the Earth is rising and going up at a speed of 9.8 meters per second. And if you measure gravity, everything falls without friction at 9.8 meters a second.
Rising.
The Earth is just keep going up and up. The whole universe is. We're just going up and up and up.
So does that mean all the other planets are flat as well?
Yeah, so in my research, going back to RJ right here, in my research, I found that like flat earthers are divided over this. All right. Really? Some flat earthers believe that, yeah, it is, that they are, you know, flat. And we're always seeing one face, you know, the flat face of it. Some of them think that that the planets are fake, and that it's just, that's, you know, just different lights in the sky. So going back to flat Earth, RJ, you know, we believe that the stars in the sky and stuff like that are just, they were put there by God as lights. You know, they're not different universes or anything like that. You know, you even look at the moon, we say, you know, the round earthers say that the moon only has one side, or excuse me, is a sphere, but we only see one side of it, you know? And how come it doesn't spin, but we do, you know?
So if the Earth's flat, where's its ending point?
And like on the edges of Antarctica. So there's like this big, huge.
What if you go past it?
You can't. Like, no one. You think about all these explorers and stuff like that. They've never really, like, explored Antarctica. Man, we're in a day and age now where we should be able to explore Antarctica. But we've come together, like, the world has come together and made all the nations of the world and made a treaty in, like, 1964 or something like that called the Antarctica Treaty, where Antarctica is not going to be anybody's land. But it's just going to be, you know, a universal land. You know, it's just anybody could go there and do research and stuff like that. But when in the history of the world has all the nations of the world agreed upon something? You know, like that just seems strange.
So if Antarctica is on one side, what about the other side? Because there's got to be another side.
So what do you mean? So like it's like a disc, right? It's just like a flat disc, and then all around it is Antarctica. Antarctica is just like the outline of the disc, and then
So,
underneath is just
yeah,
like
what's underneath it?
more like rocks, earth, stuff like that. That's why we've never, the round earthers say that the earth is, what do you talk is in the middle of the earth?
Four.
The core, right? We talked about that last week, right? But we've never drilled deep enough to have magma and stuff like that come up. Every time we drill deep enough, it's just oil or water, springs and stuff like that. So why haven't we drilled deep enough to magma to come out?
So what about the light bending experiment? Have you ever seen that? It's like where this guy has his camera set up and he tells us, like, and he has a circle, like several circle, like cutouts, like in the distance. And he tells us, buddy, you'll have a flashlight. And if it's flat, then it shoots straight and he'd be able to see it. But he holds it up and he can't see it. And he says, okay, now hold it up 13 feet more. Like hold it up 3 feet higher. And he holds it up and he's able to see it. So
Yeah,
not
so
at
like,
first.
so where were they when they did that experiment?
Let me see.
So a lot of times heat will bend light. That's why mirages and stuff like
It was
that
at
happens.
night.
Was that night? Well, there's heat at night too. It gets hot at night.
True.
But not just heat, like wind can, be a factor in that, I guess. Some other things, the cold can make things look different. Heat and cold, just different temperatures. But also the bulb that the light's coming out of is a curved bulb, and so like it could distort the light in some way. That's why you think like these pictures taken by NASA of the world, it has like a curve. It's because the lenses on cameras are curved. And so they produce this curve. If you, it's gonna get distorted the more farther out something is.
Yeah. Pal, why can't I find this video? I'm
It's
looking.
probably just heat.
Let me see.
Or the curve of the bulb. I don't know. I
Oh.
don't know. Yeah,
Let me see if this is it real
that's
quick.
probably why. The
All right, so what are some other reasons you believe?
I mean, it just makes sense, the I just don't biblically it makes sense. The Bible says that the earth is flat.
Does it? Where
Yeah.
at?
So like in Job 38:14, look that up for me. Are you looking up something else right now? Are you looking up that
I'll
video?
look up something, yeah.
Here, look, I'll read Job 38:14. And it says, the earth takes shape like clay underneath a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. So clay underneath a seal is flat. Its features stand out like those of a garment. Garments are flat. We don't wear balls for shirts. We were flat pieces of cloth, Okay, Bryce. So, what do you say? What do you have to say about that, though?
But also think about what Job was going through.
Yeah. Well, what about Isaiah?
Job questioned everything in his life because of all that was going wrong.
Yeah. So Isaiah, I think 40:20. Or maybe I did that one wrong. Hold on. Oh yeah, 21 through some other ones. It says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in." So it's a circle of the earth, right? Like a sphere. or excuse me, not a sphere, dang it, a plane, you know, like a disc. There you go, that's the word I'm looking for. You know, so that's what I believe with that. But also to explain, how would you explain the atmosphere?
What do you mean?
So like these pictures from space of the Earth, you know, that we, you know, flat earthers believe that the curve is due because of the distortion of distance. But also we see this line, you know, this our atmosphere as like this like kind of force field type thing around Earth. How come we have that? No other planets have that.
Because that's where God put us.
But see, flat earthers, we say the same thing too, man. Say the same thing. You know, that's where God made it like that. It's just like a dome over this disc.
So be like able to support us. Sherman's World.
Yeah, so, kind of. Yeah. I just recently just watched that movie. I was always afraid to watch that movie because I thought I was going to start believing like that. But yeah, kind of. You know, like it's like in a dome too, in the same way.
What about you have all these rich people now going to space? How come not when they come back, none of them say it's flat?
But who benefits from the world being round? It's not even the government. It's the people of power, these rich people, you know?
Power.
So why are they not putting a flat earther on one of those shuttles to space? They haven't done it yet, you know?
Well, why they have the opportunity. They can pay for it.
But see, that's the thing, you know, like flat earthers believe that they're not going to be as rich as some of these mega billionaires because you could only make it. You could only make it that way if you believe similarly to other people. Like the mega billionaires are the ones running the world.
Look at Kyrie Irving, though. He's got tons of money.
But not compared to Jeff Bezos, you know. Not compared to Elon Musk. These are the people flying, not an NBA player. He has a ton of money compared to me and you. Yeah, sure. But he hasn't went up in space either. You know?
So how come when we look at a map, of course it's flat, but it shows Antarctica's just at the bottom?
The map's wrong. That's a map of a...
So why is it anybody made it the right one?
It has. So you look up the UN flag. UN flag. And you'll see how they've laid it out. And this is a flat earth model. You know? The United Nations. It's on the perimeter, right? But it's not even on here either. It's not even on the UN flag either.
Look at the one, if you go to images.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good idea. And you see the fourth one from Amazon. How come there's something on the edge that's not Antarctica?
I don't know which one it is. Share your screen. Top.
It's the one, if you go to, you just type in UN flag?
Yeah.
All right, so the fourth one, it's like Amazon.
Yeah, the fourth one's Amazon.
And then look at the top of it. The circle.
Just yeah, it's like Indonesia and stuff like that.
So if that's the edge, could you not just walk off? And it looks like it's cut off too.
So like the edge would be Antarctica, a ring, you know, maybe that final ring. I guess you could like say that represents the Antarctic wall. But you can't walk off of it because it's a super high wall of ice. So you can't just walk off of it. So like if you know, these people, like average people like me and you can't just go to Antarctica. You know, there's cruise ships that will take you to Antarctica, but only in certain spots, right? Like they only take you to a certain spot in Antarctica. We're not free to just roam Antarctica, you know?
So how come one's
really done it?
With global warming being such a big thing to a lot of people, how come with Antarctica not melting, the water just stays there?
Flat earthers don't believe in global warming. No, I guess. Yeah, they don't. I wouldn't speak for all of them. This fake flat earther doesn't.
I don't get it. But so how come, like, seasons are the same in one area, of the earth, but different in the other.
But like, all right, let's talk about seasons. We have four seasons, right? You know, winter, summer, spring, fall. But when we go to Uganda, they only have two seasons, rainy and dry. How come they don't have four seasons? You know, like, why don't they have the same seasons we do?
So does the sun go back and forth over the earth?
Yeah, so it's like the earth stays still, but the sun's on top and it's, you know, going around up top.
So how come days are longer in like Russia and like in Alaska?
What do you mean?
Like it's darker for a longer period of time during certain seasons.
Oh, they're just not
in the... Well, they're at this flat, the sun should be spreading all over.
It's like a floodlight. So you have floodlights that go like maybe 30 degrees, 90 degrees. The sun's only like, say, a 15 degrees sunlight.
With how big it is?
Well, the sun's not as big as everyone, as round earthers say.
How big is it?
It's smaller than the earth is.
But then how come we don't freeze to death?
Because it warms certain spots, only has a certain path it goes on.
Yeah, so if you're not in that path, then freeze.
Yeah, but so at night, how come we're not freezing at night? It's because the radiation from the sun.
You even said earlier there's heat at night.
There is some heat. That's what I'm saying. Like, how come it's not like how come it's not below zero every night, even in the summertime? It's because
it is.
So like it's the path the sun takes. And it will dip down and up and stuff like that. That's why it dips down when it's summertime and up when it's wintertime.
The sun?
Yeah. And
so how come that doesn't affect the other planets?
Planets? Well, yeah, it does. It does. But it's like so these other planets can't have life. Yeah, the other planets can't have life. That's why, because they don't have a sun.
Water on Mars?
They don't. There's water on Mars.
Yes, there is.
No. They think there might be frozen water, but they haven't brought back samples or anything. So they can't prove that. But again, who's saying that? Who's saying that?
True.
NASA, you know? So the reason it doesn't freeze overnight every night, even in the summertime, is because of the sun's radiation stays within the ground. And then, that's how we're able to, the ground obtain, you know, retains that heat. And then that's how we don't freeze to death. And the moon, it has a certain path, too.
So how come we're the only one with a sun and moon?
That's the way God made it. Like, if the sun was universal...
So if the sun rises and sets, it goes below the earth?
No, it goes to a different place in the earth.
Now how come it sets from our point of view?
Dang, that's a good question. Because, like, we see it. Fall, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I didn't research that for it. That's you. I mean, you're totally right. Maybe it does go in the bottom of the earth. I don't know. No, it can't, because then we are still talking to other people where the sun's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But you look, all right, counterpoint, because I don't know that answer. How come when you take a flight overseas, like what's the farthest you've ever been?
Israel.
All right, perfect. How come it wasn't a straight shot? You had an arc, right, in your flight. Yeah, how come it wasn't a straight shot?
Because the earth's not flat.
No, if... Oh, dang. Yeah, you're right. Hold on. Maybe that's the wrong argument. Yeah. No, I think that's what flat earthers say. Like, how come if it was a sphere? Yeah, if it is a sphere, why are you not just going straight across? But no, that doesn't make sense, though, because that would prove that the earth is round. You are doing a straight shot, you know? It's just curved because... Yeah. Yeah, that's not the right argument to have on that one. I'm sure that it is. Like, they argue that somehow, though. I can't. I'm telling you, dude. It is hard to find pro-flat earth arguments. Because everybody wants to censor it because it's misinformation. And I'm like... I'm looking up some stuff right now. But, like, I'm to the thought that, all right, this is like, I think all information should be out there and you determine if it's fake or not, you know? But speaking of airplanes, if the Earth is flat, or excuse me, if the Earth is round, how come planes are not going into outer space? They would constantly have to be dipping down like that.
Well, they don't go to the high as high as the point where it ends.
So, like, they just level off, right? They level off and they go straight. But how come if the Earth was globe, if they went straight and they leveled off and the Earth was globe, then eventually they would go into space. But instead, they're going like this.
Because the Earth
But the
is
whole
not really
time is
in.
level.
This is how far, I mean, the Earth really is. The Earth's not just like this big and the plane's like the size of my finger.
But there have to be a curve between like here and Israel, right? So
Yeah,
like the earth, I mean, the plane wasn't going dipping down the whole time.
when they level off, you know how you can take your seatbelts off, right? That's why you gotta put them back on, just because they gotta adjust.
But let's talk about a level. You know, how does a level work? Why is a
Well, Earth's
level
so
supposed to tell you
big.
if something's flat, right? So if we're on a round earth, how is it flat?
Well, not every part of something round is round. Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to find something for the point.
Yeah, the I get what you're saying. I get what you're
Yeah.
saying. No, I'm trying to.
Because I don't think the Earth's necessarily perfectly sphere.
You don't.
I mean, I don't. With the way mountains and stuff are, there's no way.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like we know that I don't know, like the rapper B.O.B., you know, he's in a public figure. Once he said that the earth was flat, he's not big anymore, you know? Like where'd his fame go? All right.
So stupid. People are like, I'm not listening to somebody who's so stupid.
So if you go up into a plane, right, no matter how high in elevation you are, the horizon is always eye level. You know, like, why is it not? How come you don't see a curve in the horizon?
How come we can't see farther than we can when we're standing outside?
Oh,
The
what do you
Earth's
mean? Like,
flat.
if there's nothing in
Earth's
the way,
flat.
you look at like the Great Salt Plains or something like that. You don't see a curve. You look at the ocean, you don't see a curve.
You
You
can
see the
tell
horizon.
them.
No, you just see a
Because you can
horizon.
see, yeah, but you can see like 7 miles. So why can't you see more? I feel like you could see more if it was flat.
That's because of the, you know, you get like these heat waves, stuff like that. Things start to get grainy after a while. Right, so, all right, going back to regular RJ to defend on some of the stuff, especially the Bible stuff, that Job expert or excerpt, that was a very poetic. Well, let's start with Isaiah too. It says that have you not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, right? Circle, sphere. All right, like that's definitely believe that. And then you look at the Job one, where it says that the earth takes shape like clay underneath a seal. It features stands out like those of a garment. That's a very poetic thing, you know. That's a poetic, not a literalism thing. So there's poetic books of the Bible, you know, like, but then there's very literal books of the Bible too. You know, the when God says that He casts our sin as far as the east is to the west, if the earth is flat, then that's measurable, you know. But if the earth is round, it's not, you know. There's no measure with that. Gravity, the earth moving up, flat earth, they're thinking the earth is just moving up. I don't know, I just don't believe that one. You know, why
I
is
feel like
how are
we
we all
like
moving up?
crash. Yeah, what we would like just be so much under pressure we would compress.
Yeah, the the no spin argument. You know, that's been disproven a lot. They've done like laser research where the flat earthers actually did some kind of laser research to where they shot these different lasers at different points and actually proved that there was like a 15 degrees rotation.
That's and, what I was talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, the spinning, how come you don't jump and land? That's gravity. Trying to think what else they believe. What are some other stuff I said? The sun being only you know, the planets, all the planets being flat. How come they're faced a certain way that we could see them like that, you know, but they're not, we're not like, and if they're faced in a way to where we see their flat edge and they're going up too, that means everything should be falling out, you know, if that's how they're explaining gravity. But we know that, you know, planets spin and they planets around. How come we're the only flat planet there is?
Exactly.
You know, the moon doesn't spin because if it did, it would cause all kind of gravitational issues. So it's like perfect the way it is.
That's why there's the dark side of the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what, but flat earthers would say, like, well, it's not spinning. That should be proof right there. But it's like, it's not, because if it did spin, the earth and moon would potentially collide into each other and whatnot, or go farther away. You know, so, yeah, the radiation from the sun, that has to be in a massive, massive ball of fire, you know, and it's just been proved over and over again. The pictures in outer space, you know, like, no, they're not. NASA did doctor some photos, but to make them look better, you know, like to enhance, because a lot of flat earthers are like, well, NASA's putting out these photos and the oceans are not always the same color and stuff like that. Yeah, they're stitching photos together to give you an idea, because they, you know, like they can't just take photos from wherever, you know, like from the sun and expect it to look like that. So they do Photoshop pictures, but not to deceive us, but to just make it look better, you know, because it's not, you're not going to get as good as quality from space taking that photo. And then the curve on the lenses. If I have my GoPro or even this camera I'm recording on right now, I could make it go fisheye. You know, and it looked like I have curves at the end, but NASA's not, they're doing it. We've taken pictures with a bunch of different cameras.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not just one camera.
We see live streams from the International Space Station. And, but again, flat earthers would be like, that's a lie. You know, it's a studio. They're not doing that, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah. To me, as real RJ, no more devil's advocate. I believe that, there's no way that the earth could be flat. That's just, I don't know. I can't see that. Like I feel like the evidence is there of a spherical earth.
Because if they don't believe in gravity, if you throw a baseball straight, why is it not continuing to go straight?
Because we're going up, they believe, at that 9.8 meters per second.
So I feel like it would drop a lot quicker.
I mean, the way they explain gravity is the same, you know, the rate in which it's falling and whatnot. I watched this video of these people doing an experiment, and flat earthers were there. But it was some physicists, and they sent a boat out into this large lake that had three horizontal lines. They had this big, not poster, but like this big picture that had three horizontal lines. And they got out to a point to where you couldn't see the bottom line of that poster because of the curvature of the earth. Mm-hmm. But the flat earthers were saying, oh, it's heat waves. That's why. That's why you can't see it. And it's like, you know, and their argument is, you know, you see mirages and stuff like that. Heat does things to pictures to make it look like things are not really there. But I don't think that they, I don't know, man. Like,
I don't get
you
it.
See, you see boats over the horizon, and you'll see the top of the boat first. Like, or if it's going away, the bottom of the boat disappears first. And that's always the case. Why is it heat that's doing that? You know, like that doesn't make sense. Yeah, so it's, I don't know. They believe that stars are fixed in our sky, different like locations, but we see the stars rotate, you know, like we see the
And
stars
see,
turn.
shooting stars.
Yeah, and shooting stars, but they say that it's like lights that are just put there because of that's what God put them there. So I don't, seasons are the ones that like I just can't like I, that's hard to explain. How would you explain seasons? You
The
know?
sun setting too. I mean,
Oh yeah, the
you
sun
watch
setting,
it
yeah.
set.
Yeah, like I don't
Like you can see it because, and then when it sets, it's not like you can see the curvature, like it's not perfectly in half as it's going down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess not
Or
setting like this.
yeah.
I feel like it's set, you can see more of it until it's just a little, like little crescent of it.
Yeah. Well, and then like time zones. How would you explain time zones?
Exactly.
You know, like that's created because of the shape of the earth. You know, how can we, a lot of flat earthers don't believe satellites are real. How are we getting GPSs and stuff like
Yeah,
that?
exactly.
You know, like how are they staying up there if it's if gravity is a thing? They
Exactly.
believe that we've never been to space, but we haven't really crossed that line of what we call the atmosphere. But how like but how would you explain satellites? How, you know, we know satellites are there because we have GPS on our phones and stuff like that. Like that has to, I mean, and you have phone signal. That's a satellite thing, you know? Like that's you have to like that only works because of there's a gravitational pull of the Earth that's keeping those satellites going around and around and around. But if we're constantly going up, those satellites would have to crash down at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah. How would you explain weather systems? We could predict the weather for the most part. How would you explain that, you know, with the way the Earth is flat? How do I know that a cold front's coming in and it's gonna crash with a hot front and it's gonna
Exactly.
create a tornado?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. The but even like, you know, airplanes and astronauts and stuff like that. Like we're seeing the curve of the Earth, you know. Now I will say again, giving Flat Earth some credit here, there's not a lot of information. If you're wanting, if I was truly wanting to be a flat earther, I would have to go to a convention or something like that because the internet has censored it. And I'm not like, I don't think that's right, you know?
No, not at
Because like
all.
I'm like, dude, leave it out there. You know, that's the freedom of information, really. You know, like if it's bogus, leave it out there and let people determine it for itself. Because that scares me. Because when are they gonna start censoring the Bible? When are they gonna start censoring these other things? And I truly believe the Bible says that the earth is round. You know, when it talked about in Isaiah about the circle of he's enthroned above the circle of the earth. That's a sphere. You know,
And then how far east is from the west, like.
exactly. I truly believe that the earth, the Bible says that the earth is flat. See, I think a lot of people get this notion
Round.
that, or yeah, round. I think people get this notion that before Aristotle and all these other philosophers who said that the earth was round, that everybody believed the earth was flat, but that's not the case. No, there's civilizations that believe that the earth was round. You know, Christopher Columbus believed that the earth was flat. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he like that everyone in his time believed the earth was flat. No, not at all. You know, so
And he
it's
wanted to
I
get
truly
sail to prove
believe.
his point, and he didn't. I mean,
Yeah. Exactly. And so I believe that the, you know, people in the Bible, I believe they thought it was round. They knew it was round. It's being able to, the math doesn't lie. Like, how did we come up with these formulas to triangulate positioning for GPS, longitude and latitude and stuff like that? You know, like that doesn't make sense. And why is the whole world coming together all the nations of the world to defend or say that Antarctica is just a big ice wall. Like, no, yeah. No, that don't make sense. Like, again, I mean, their argument is, since when has the world ever come together for the Antarctica Act? You know, all the nations of the world, that doesn't make sense. That was just fake. But they're still saying that all the nations of the world doesn't want the world to know the Earth is flat. I'm like, yeah. No, there would never be all these nations of the world. Like, they're saying government don't run things. And that's partially true, man. And they're like, it's just a mega rich. I'm like, yeah, you might be right. But but we haven't had a mega rich person come out and say that, you know, that, well, I guess that's pro them. I was about to say that the Earth is round or flat. I mean, never mind. That didn't make sense. but it's just, I don't know. It's just, to me, making the Earth being round mathematically makes sense. You know, science backs it. The Bible backs it. And a lot of people think the science and Bible can't coexist. Yeah, it definitely can.
Science has been proving the Bible more and more every year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, it's again, I find it hard to believe that the Earth is flat, especially on this Earth Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the UN flag, with it being the nation's flat like that, it's because if they did put a, you know, sphere Earth on the flag, what side? Yeah, what side would it show? So they cut it out and laid it in a way to where it would be flat, you know? And this was made before the map that we know today of the flat map that we have today, which proportions of those continents are not true, you know, like this is a little bit distorted because they had to lay it out flat, you know, but that doesn't mean that the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I don't know.
Same.
This is what I believe, but I like playing as devil's advocate though.
Oh yeah.
We should do that for a lot of these conspiracies.
I'm down.
What did we say we're going to do next week? Next week's your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's debate, because I like doing research on this too. We're going to debate if... do I have it there? Nope, don't have it there. Let me see where I have it. Our podcast ideas. We could debate. Let's debate that we're all dead.
Okay.
I'll be devil's advocate again. Are you down with that?
Yeah.
All right. Don't research it. Because I like it better when you don't research it, because you don't have like... It'd just be like questions that you talking to your average Joe, you know? So next week we're going to talk about how we're all dead. And since it's your birthday, we're going to talk about, you're dead. It's not your birthday. You down with that?
Absolutely.
Sweet, dude. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
See y'all.
Hopefully. But if we don't record next week, give us a break, man. Because honestly, if you have plans next week, Bryce, and your family wants to take you out or something like that, dude, don't be stressing about the podcast. But I got to record myself. A podcast.
I'm by myself Friday afternoon, so you're good.
All right. Well, I'll be here for you. We'll celebrate it in style. So. Celebrate it together. All right.
Absolutely.
I love you, man. Love y'all. Put comments down if you're a flat earther, round earther. We want to hear it. We'll leave the comments open on our YouTube page, on our Facebook page, wherever. We want your comments. But see you next week.
See ya.